Williams, WHO warns of 9 million more annual deaths from climate change. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on May 20, 2023. The World Health Organization, WHO, warns in a report released Friday that rising temperatures could lead to more than 9 million additional deaths each year by the end of the century. The WHO, which has been criticized for its close ties to the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, declared in its annual World Health Statistics report that climate change continues to degrade the environmental and social determinants of physical and mental health, posing enormous risks to us all. Climate change is one of the greatest health challenges of the 21st century, the WHO alleges. As climatic conditions change, we are witnessing more frequent and intensifying weather and climate events, such as storms, extreme heat, floods, droughts, and wildfires. All aspects of health are affected by climate change. From clean air, water and soil to food systems and livelihoods, it asserts. Further delay in tackling climate change will increase health risks, undermine decades of improvements in global health, and contravene our collective commitments to ensure the human right to health for all. The report goes on to state that under a high emissions scenario, there could be over 9 million climate-related deaths each year by the end of the century. In its knee-jerk climate alarmism, the WHO fails to consider a number of scientific facts that undermine its apocalyptic prognosis for the planet. First among these is that weather-related deaths have been steadily decreasing year by year, and 2021 saw a historic low in the number of people who died from severe weather. Proposing an astronomical increase in climate-related deaths by the end of the century when the yearly statistics point in the opposite direction seems irresponsible at best. Second, of those who die from weather each year, more people die from cold weather than from heat, and many more die during the winter than during the summer. In recent years, as average temperatures have increased around the world, fewer weather-related deaths have been registered, in part because the decrease in deaths from the cold more than offsets any increase in deaths from heat. The WHO, which saw its global credibility plummet during the coronavirus pandemic, risks further erosion of its waning authority by hitching its wagon to the scientifically suspect theories of climate alarmists. Related, Sanders, we'll have to work with China, Russia on climate to save the planet. Follow it, Williams from